From the Financial Times in London, I'm Barney Thompson, and this is FT News. For many of the 17 million Britons who voted to leave the EU in June, immigration was a decisive factor. But what Theresa May now does to control immigration will be vital in shaping Britain's future relationship with its European neighbours. At the G20 summit in China, the British Prime Minister ruled out an Australian-style point system for immigration, with a number 10 spokesman saying it just didn't work. That immediately drew fire from the likes of Nigel Farage, former leader of the UK Independence Party, who accused Mrs. May of backsliding. So what are the options open to Mrs. May, and which one is she most likely to choose? With me to guide us through the UK immigration maze is Helen Worrell, the FT's public policy correspondent. Helen, let's just step back a second and look at the points-based system. What is it, and who thinks it would be a good idea to have it in Britain?
Well, as you said, Barney, the points-based system is something that was constantly talked about UKIP and the Leave campaign in the run-up to the referendum. And they knew for a fact that it polled very well. But it's interesting that they suggested this because actually it's not a particularly good way of controlling the immigration numbers. Essentially, under this system, you have a set of criteria such as professional qualifications. And if people from overseas meet those criteria, then they are allowed into the country. However, there are issues with it because, for instance, you don't necessarily have the ability to put a brake on the numbers coming in as long as people have appeared to meet the criteria that you have set.
So if that's not on the table, what are the other options?
Well, one thing that a lot of people are talking about, especially today, is the idea of work permits, which is much easier for the government to control because they could set a specific number of permits for each sector in the economy. And usually under the system of work permits, you only are allowed to come in if you actually have a definite job. So that would be one very easy way initially for the government to progress. The other thing that would definitely help restrict immigration numbers is to put new limits on the entry of EU migrants. And this is something that Theresa May has hinted at very firmly today because she's said repeatedly that the UK would have some control over the entry of EU citizens. And this suggests that she's going back to an idea that David Cameron first tried to negotiate in Brussels of limiting the entry of EU migrants to those who have a firm job offer. The third idea that she, I think, could be potentially pursuing is the issue of having an emergency brake just applied to citizens within the EU.
This is another David Cameron idea
it
that
is,
he tried
exactly.
to get through before the referendum.
Exactly. And obviously back then it didn't work. But the idea is that you could have a sort of temporary halt applied to certain occupations or certain sectors or geographical regions around the country where you feel that the number of EU migrants is too high.
So on the one hand, she's got Brexit supporting politicians and those who voted for Brexit clamouring for some sort of control or restriction on immigration numbers. And on the other hand, she's got the EU saying that if you want access to the single market, you cannot put limits on the free movement of workers. So how does she square this particular circle?
Well, I think this is absolutely the crux of the issue. And this, I think many people would say, is why we've ended up in the situation that we have with the British public voting for Brexit, because it's extremely difficult to limit something that's fundamental to the tenets of the EU as freedom of movement. But having said that, the British public are clamouring for some kind of control over the sheer numbers of people coming into this country. And the most recent immigration statistics show that we are still three times over the government's tens of thousands target, which means it's very difficult to suggest that we are in any serious way limiting the numbers.
And what about the ones who are already here? Because there's been a lot of talk about how fearful they are of having to be repatriated and what their rights might be. Do we have any idea if they'll be able to stay?
Well, David Davis, who's the Brexit minister, has said that there will be a generous settlement for EU migrants who are already in this country. And it looks like a lot of those who managed to register themselves will be able to prove that they were in the country before Brexit happened. And so life for them will likely be unchanged. However, there is a group of EU migrants who might find themselves in real difficulty, and those are people such as students or the retired or the self-employed, because if they don't have the paperwork, it's much harder for them to prove that they've actually been in this country. So it's harder for these people to distinguish themselves from EU migrants who've just arrived in the country. So while the government is trying to reassure those who are already here, there may be some exceptions.
So, of course, Theresa May has already wrestled with this problem during her time at the Home Office. Does what she said and the things that she's done before give you any clues as to what she would really like to do if there were no repercussions from the EU?
Well, yes. Theresa May battled for 5 years in the Home Office to bring down the net migration figures. And while she was actually extremely successful in reducing the numbers of non-EU migrants, her efforts in controlling the numbers were hugely thwarted by the rising immigration of those from within the EU. And that was partly to do with increasing numbers of migrants from southern European states, such as Italy, where the economy was such that their citizens wanted to come and look for jobs in Britain. And in fact, the most recent statistics show that net migration of EU citizens is 180,000 last year compared to 190,000 from outside the EU. So you can see now the numbers are actually very, very similar. So it seems to me quite obvious that Theresa May's number one priority would be to limit the entries from Europe, because this is essentially the underlying cause of migration spiralling out of control in terms of meeting her target.
So as Parliament returns and the moment to take some big decisions on Brexit draws closer, a big political conundrum for the new Prime Minister. Many thanks, Helen.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.